Hi guys, my name is Job the local,
and I'm Rachel the gringa.
And today we have a next very special guest, and this is Dennis Wolf the second.
Hi guys.
So Dennis, you are, I would say, one of the biggest names in the island for musicians. You know, you always hear Dennis's name throughout. Oh, Dennis is playing in this bar. You know, you gotta come and. I've heard your song, the one that you sent me the other day that you made here, which is a really good video of it too.
The most recent single.
Yeah, the most recent single.
The only single. Yes, the song is called Vibe Again. You can see it on all platforms, Spotify, YouTube Music. You can buy it on Apple Music. You can watch the music video shot here in San Pedro on YouTube. Just search for Vibe Again by Dennis Wolf and Aspects.
Nice. So we want to... The overall we want to talk in this episode is just overall, first, how you got here. Not just how you got here, you know, your family history. I know you have a large family history here in the island, and specifically with your dad. May he rest in peace.
Thank you.
He was one of the big names as well in music. And I remember reading his Wolfers in the San Pedro Sun. Oh, those are my favorite things. And that's the only reason I would read the San Pedro Sun.
Which they recently brought back.
I don't really know what a Wolfers was. I remember hearing it, but I don't know.
It was just a joke section of the newspaper.
Oh, so your dad had a part of
it. It was a joke segment, and he called it the best way to recycle jokes, because there were jokes that we all have heard throughout our life, but he would use local people's names in the jokes.
So, you know. Nice.
But it was the joke segment of the San Pedro Sun. And they recently did just bring it back.
They did?
Yeah, and they recently just brought back the physical newspaper. Did you guys notice that?
I have a copy right here.
Is it Wolfers again already?
Probably.
Let's check it out.
I don't know that for sure, but it's still nice to see a newspaper. We had one at the bar the other day, and people were like, "Is that a newspaper?"
Give me one. We'll see. We'll read. Just give me one.
We'll see if Dennis paid for his ad placement yet.
I remember. And Dr. Cupid is coming back as well.
Oh, good.
Let's see.
The newspapers are great.
Dr. Love is here.
Oh. I'm also allowed to say this because my father did do the Dr. Love segment.
Oh, really?
As well, yes. He told me never to tell anybody when I was growing up because he said he could get in
trouble.
Trouble, and I was. That's why I'm so good at keeping secrets.
Yes,
because he always told me he might, you know, something bad might happen if I, because he's given all this anonymous love advice. But imagine asking the newspaper for love advice, waiting a whole week to get the answer.
Yeah?
Yes, Dr. Love's on there.
I don't see it.
I saw on the San Pedro Sun Facebook that they're bringing back the Wolf Swoofers. It may not be in this.
No, it's not in this one here. But so let's talk a little bit more about your history here, specifically about that. How did you get to the island?
So I wasn't born in Belize. I was born in Chetumal. But my father moved here in the 80s, drove here from Florida, drove all the way around with Charlie from Estelle's. That's my father's best friend and drummer. Mm. They played their entire lives together. They drove here in the 80s, and Charlie bought Estelle's back then, and my dad, and they were just both playing music here, and met my mother, and here I am.
Oh, okay. So you're actually half Belizean, half American?
Yes.
Oh, nice. When were you born?
When?
Yeah, year.
91.
91, yeah. Okay. How was, like, the island back then?
Were you not alive in 91?
I was not alive in 91, but I was alive in 97. I didn't even know, like, 2006, 2005, something like that.
Yeah.
But what was like growing up in an island?
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like I don't see kids ride their bike to school anymore. And then, you know, you hear that whole thing that they sold San Pedro RC School. Mm-hmm. And I went there. I mean, and that's like a public school. And like you said, you know, you guys have me on this. Like, I was the only American kid there at the time.
Did you get bullied a lot?
Oh yeah, but we're not. I mean, yes. But I don't know. I feel like I owe it to my parents because a lot of my friends were in private school. You know, like, you know, Island Academy, and life was nice too. Like all these other places. But they're like, nah, you're gonna stay in public school. But okay, let's do it.
All right. And so when you grew up getting into the music industry, you said your dad was in the music industry. Was that something that you naturally went for?
So he was always a musician, obviously. And then he did his journalism with the newspaper and his other things and stuff. But I don't know. I jokingly will say this life chose me. But no, I do love playing music. And they definitely never like pressured me to do it. They were never like, oh, you have to play music. It was never like that at all. You know, so, I wanted to. So.
So how did you learn to play? Through your dad?
Yes, and partly no. Yes, for sure, because he gave me the very enabled me, but he never like sat with me and gave me lessons every day. He just like, these are the instruments, this is the information, these are the books, this is what you got to do. And then if I'd ask him something, yes, but I never like sat with him and got lessons from him, because that's, you know what I mean? So yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I do owe it all to him because he enabled it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I didn't learn everything I know directly from him.
Well, I know something that we were talking about a little bit before you got here is, you know, kids who are growing up on the island and those who want to play musical instruments, like Katie was saying that she wishes that she had the ability to learn something when she was younger. So did your dad gave you the instruments, gave you the tools and said, figure it out? Or did you have somebody like really...
Not necessarily figure it out. He did, you know, he would occasionally show me stuff and stuff like that if I had questions about certain things. But, you know, at ages of preteen and teenager, you're like obsessive over things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I really wish I practiced now as much as I did back then.
Because, oh, really? Okay.
Yes, because I'm obsessed. Oh, I want to be good at this. I'm going to be good at this. I'm just like obsessed, hours and hours of practice. So I did, yes, I did put in many, many, many hours of practice with music, guitar and stuff like that. But back then I was, like I said, obsessive over stuff like that. And it was, he gave me the tools, he gave me the information. And if I had any questions, you know, but more than anything, what it came from is that I played with him on stage 3 hours a day, or 3 hours shows every week from when I was 9 years old till, you know, till I went to the US. Right. So that's where the real experience and the learning came from, was actually being on stage and playing. And he believed in that more than he did. He believed in that more than practice. He's like, put you on there.
Just do it.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what we're going to learn about it.
And anybody, if you ask anybody that plays with me, we rarely practice anywhere except on stage.
Yes. I mean, that makes sense. And it's not like you're in a, you know, yeah, you're playing for a crowd, but also the island is in that expectation that you're actually giving a concert, and if you mess up a song, they're going to like.
Yeah.
It's very laid back.
They're not going to throw tomatoes at us.
And you mentioned something about you moved to the States. So did you, on your life here, you moved to the States. How was that like? How long did you move back to the States for?
So after I graduated, because I went to kindergarten, you know, RC school.
Did you go to high school here?
Yes. I graduated San Pedro High School in 2008. Nice. And then that same summer, I went to the U.S. and live with some family on the East Coast. Tried to go to school. Oh, I did go to school, you know. Did go to school there. Moved to Texas with some family. Went to school there again.
When you say school, like university?
Like college. Okay. Well, like community college, not like university quite much. But, you know, you were asking me, one of the main reasons of having me is that you want to see, like, why I chose to came back.
Yes.
It's like, I went to three schools, you know, didn't graduate. It's gonna be, you know, full disclosure, didn't graduate from any of them. But then I realized I should have went to school and studied music and not, you know, like liberal arts, whatever it is I decided to do. I should have stuck with what I wanted, but I was like, no, I'm gonna get a college degree in something else. Mm-hmm. I already know music, blah, blah.
Okay, I was gonna ask you what it was that you studied. So it was liberal arts?
Yeah, like a generalist type thing.
Got it.
So.
And you were still playing music on the side as you were in the States, or kind of?
It was very difficult. I wasn't for most of the time I was in the U.S. I didn't play. And it was actually very depressing for me. Like, I wasn't depressed, but it was like, I was so used to playing every week. And then over there, it's not the same. You know, there's not 400 bars that want live music like there is here. So. Yeah.
So when did you decide to come back?
I came back, I believe, to December of 2014.
So you were out like 13, about 6 years?
About 8 years.
8 years?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a good amount of time.
Yep. That's a good amount of time. Yep. And when you came back, you realize that the island, I mean, just the island, and this was what you wanted to do.
What really happened was I came back and I was here for, I was here for Christmas to see my family because I hadn't seen them in like 3 years. I hadn't come back to Belize in 3 years and I was sad, but I wanted to see my family, my island family and everything like that. And I was here in December and then my mom's like, oh, I'm getting married in January. So we're going to extend your ticket. And in the time that they extended my ticket, I got hired to do all these shows. Like I got hired for live music. And I hadn't played music in so long, like actually do a full show in so long. I was like, okay, I'm going to stay another month then. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stay another month and then I'm sitting here. So that's really what happened. And then that's when I had that moment where I was like, okay, I tried to live in the U.S. But I realized this is kind of what I want to do.
Right.
And this is what I'm good at.
Right. So. And your music works here. It works really well, you know, and, especially with the environment.
And yeah, and now I'm based out of San Pedro, but I go to the U.S. to play.
Yes.
Now.
So, and tell us about
that. I saw you did some tour. Did you do a tour a year ago? Or?
I did a tour in Michigan, mm-hmm. a small little tour in Michigan this August and September. Mm-hmm. And I really, really enjoyed it.
It's
something that is even kind of hard for me to understand sometimes because, you know, in my mind and to with you guys and all my friends I went to school with and everything, like, you know, I'm me and we're all friends. We all know each other. And I play music here on the island. Everybody knows Dennis is playing over there. Mm-hmm. But then to people in somewhere like Michigan or like Salt Lake City, Utah, where I'm going in February, like they don't often get to see acoustic, beachy sounding musicians like me. So to them, it's something special.
Right. Well, you do have groupies here, so you are still very special. Oh, that's awesome. That's really awesome that you got to reverse the setup a bit and spend time. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. I just saw you.
Yeah, no. So one of the big questions, and I've had a lot of people reach out to me, and it's like, they want, you're probably living their dream of playing music in the Caribbean, and they want to come and do that. How easy is it, or what is it, something that they can just, like, you know, getting gigs or packing up their bags and coming down? How's that industry like here?
I will say this, there is so many places to play here. Mm-hmm. Like so many places that want music on this island. Yes. And even for musicians in Belize, they could come to San Pedro and have more shows or gigs than anywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like are we talking like Americans or something Americans. Like that? Like if Americans don't come out here? I do get this question a lot. Like how hard, I do get this from many people. I will get messages on Facebook from people that I've never met that'll be like, hey, what is it like actually playing down there? How much do you get paid? Blah, blah. But then now that I do go to the U.S. sometimes to play, we don't get paid as much here. Mm-hmm. As I do over there.
Sure.
For regular stuff. You get paid the same amount, but it's in US dollars over there, and over here it's in Belize dollars.
Got it. Yeah.
But when I have musician friends like, you know, I'm gonna name drop my boy Aspects right now. You know, shout out Aspects. You know, big names of people like this that come down that play big festivals out in Canada and USA, like, you know, bars and even, you know, our small festivals here just cannot afford what they pay out there. There's not the same amount of people. There's not the same amount of money.
Right. So if you're coming down, I would say if you're coming down here to Belize to play music, have it because you enjoy doing it, not because you're doing it to make money to make allow you to live here.
If you're coming down here to play music and to support yourself, not a good idea.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know,
because I didn't start actually making good enough money for several years. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I made some, but like, you know, good enough money, it takes a while. And, you know.
Right, because you want people to hire you, obviously. Now you have a lot of continuous gigs where every week, you know, Monday you'll be playing here, Tuesday here, Wednesday here. And so that helps at least to sustain the bills.
And let's talk a little bit, let's move to a little bit more of island life, you know. People here... they love the top reasons people come here is the food and the people, right? What are your favorite spots when it comes to the utmost favorite meal here in the island?
Oh man, don't ask for the utmost favorite meal. I'll tell you some of my favorite restaurants for sure. As far as local food goes, I'm gonna go with El Fogón. Because it's just the consistency is, you know, in America, that's what makes places like McDonald's or anything like that. I don't even like McDonald's. I'm just saying, like, it's consistent.
You know what you're getting.
El Fogón is consistent. They could come here 4 years later and it'll be just as good. You know what I mean? And same menu. And there's also not a single bar food menu item on the El Fogón menu. It's all local food.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite spots.
Do you have a favorite dish there at El Fogón?
Conch soup for sure.
I can't say
that. Yep, conch soup for sure.
Is that a hangover day?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah. One thing I noticed about my friends that come down is that they would always ask me, how do you eat hot soup in the middle
of the night? Yes, this is exactly what I've said before.
He's part of the local crisis.
And I was like, what do you mean? We eat soup our whole life. You know what I mean? Like,
did your mom also made you eat soup on the hottest day of the year?
No, I did. She didn't make me. I wanted to. You know what I mean? Yeah, you want to eat soup, right? You know what I'm saying? You want to eat soup, beef soup, conch soup. We're doing it. You know what I mean?
No, we was talking about heat. Are you a pepper lover?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. A little bit, lot?
It depends. It goes up and down. It goes up and down throughout the year.
The best local pepper we know Mary Sharp, amazing. What's the best local pepper hot sauce that you've tasted here in the island?
If you want to know the hottest thing I've ever had on this island, it's the jerk sauce from Estelle's.
Really?
Have you ever had that?
Never had the jerk sauce. I'm really bad though when it comes to spice.
Like, oh yeah? A little bit in yeah. It. Are you like spice?
No. I mean, not that I love it, like, you know, like that, but I definitely have it to try it out for once.
Oh, no, this is an experience, man. I'm telling you, like, it was, I swear I had a buzz from how hot this was. Like, I was just like, yes. And I was like, I was told my friend, I don't know what to say. Well, so it's not for...
Not for anybody.
No.
Do they warn you before you get it?
No. Okay. It's not even on... You have to ask for it. It's not even like on the...
Is that on the menu
or anything? Yeah, no. But as far as my favorite hot sauce, I don't know. Like I said, we can't call Murray Sharps, no. I don't know, I like some of the ones that the bars make, like when they make it themselves.
Yeah,
I like a lot that of stuff because it is fresh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fresh.
And you don't do the spice thing.
No, it's so difficult. Even when we just had pizza,
too much black pepper on it. Oh, this is spicy.
A little red chili, like I can't.
That's great.
I don't know. I need that juice or soda or something afterwards to get that right up.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. Now, how about lifestyle wise? When you live in the States, you come back here, what are things that you think people that are coming here at your age should realize before coming down?
More than anything, you're not going to be able to get the things you're used to getting for the price you're used to getting it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have friends who come down, they're like, oh, I've been drinking the same coffee creamer for like 20 years. They come here to go to buy it at Walmart and it's like $85.
Yeah. Expired.
And you're like, why is it? Well, yeah, it expired. Yeah, you're like, why is this so much? I'm like, well, for one, you think they make that in Belize? No, they don't.
Right.
Yeah, and if it's imported, it's taxed, and it's here. You know, like, you know, sometimes I call it the island tax, the beach tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the paradise tax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, part of living here. But then I feel like people need to adjust to certain things. Like, the best way to grocery shop here is to go, you know, a certain places for certain things. Like, you know, you go to the butcher to get your meats and you go to the veggie food stand to get the best price on veggies and food. You go to the specific grocery store to get the best prices on this. That's, you know, you have to adjust to certain things that you're not used to. You can't go to Walmart where, you know, you'll buy, you know, everything. Carrots, a golf cart battery and freaking, you know, coffee creamer at the same time. You can't do that.
No, you can't. Right. What do you do for when it comes to shopping? Do you do it yourself or do you, someone else does it for you?
Oh, no, I do it myself.
You do it yourself?
For sure.
No, you never know. Maybe
I mean, I know Superbuy delivers, but no, I do it myself.
So tell us about where you play so people know where they can find you.
Well, Tuesday Crocs. Shout out Crocs. For sure. Jam Night. That's been going on since they opened. So I will...
17.
Okay, good. Because you know, because I don't.
I think it's 17.
I will jokingly say I've been playing here for like 6 years, even though Ivan's like, we've only been open 5.
So. You're standing on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Do you allow people to come and play that night? Or
oh, absolutely. I'm one of the most inviting people when it comes to my stage because I feel like the more people that get on stage with me, you know, the more fun we have, you know, and even if you know, they're not like the best players or whatever, it's all about having fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And as long as everyone's enjoying it and having a good time, there's no reason why you shouldn't let anybody up on your stage. Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You at least get one song.
Yeah, after that, we decided we're going to say it.
After that, us and the crowd can decide. Stay, so.
How about other spots that you...
So Crocs, today I'm going to be at Truck Stop with my boy Aspects, and one of the most recent ones I've been doing a lot is the Margaritaville one, and that's way up there.
Do they take you on the boat?
No, I drive.
Oh, God.
An hour and a half each way.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it at all. I was like, I'm just going to tell them a stupid price. We'll see if they go for it. And if they go for it, I probably won't even go. And then they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'm like, oh, crap. No, I have to go. No, I cannot. I cannot. I can't pass this up. I'd be dumb if I did. You know what I mean? So
it's worth the money to go out there.
Yeah. Yes. And I actually really do enjoy it. And I enjoy the drive. I've gone to the point where I put my headphones in and just drive up there. I'll take friends with me sometimes. And I mean, I've seen, I saw an ocelot the other day.
Oh,
like passing the road, you'll see like, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff, crazy birds, amazing birds and stuff. And it's actually a cool drive once you get used to it for a while. And as somebody who played music in the US as well, it's very normal to drive 2 hours to a show in the US. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like very, very, that's like most of my friends that play in Colorado and stuff, they drive 2-3 hours for most of their shows.
Wow. They don't have the views that you have, though.
No.
You're driving right next to the beach. So now when it comes to, I remember when coming here in the island at first, I have some pretty wild and fun memories on the island. Childhood-wise, what are your best memories that you have growing up in this island?
There's a lot.
Give us the funniest one that you probably...
The funniest one? I don't know. You guys remember Paisano? I don't think you're too young for that.
For what?
Paisano? Are you too young for him?
Yeah, he's good.
You might be too young for him. But he was a little local character as well.
Paisano?
Yeah, you're definitely too young.
Was it the guy that passed away on the...
He passed away maybe, what, 10 years? Like... 10 years ago or something like that.
On the accident? No.
No. He wasn't an accident. He just got older.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I don't know the full story, but he was like the richest guy on the island for a while and, you know, got caught up with the drugs and stuff. And
then he wasn't.
Then he was.
And that's what the island's going to do you if you aren't very careful, you know? You're going to come here with a lot of money and go back with none.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my dad wrote a song about that.
Oh, yeah.
Just another gringo in Belize.
Another gringo in Belize. Yeah. You guys
can
YouTube it.
Oh, yeah.
Gringo in Belize. So, yeah, I mean, you can go ahead and tell us. Paisano, what happened with Paisano?
I mean, I just feel like as far as like someone, I mean, I wouldn't say it's my favorite memory, but like something I remember as a child that you don't have anymore. That some stuff that I do like is like the Central Park and the park they have those the slides that are in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Those were always there when I was growing up. And then they weren't there for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Then they brought them back and I thought that was one of the coolest things ever.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. All right, man. Well.
One more. There were mangroves that would go from like where Oasis is all the way to Boca del Rio. Like the whole beach.
I remember. Huh?
I had completely forgotten that.
Yeah. And as a kid, like those were some of the most... probably the most memorable times ever with my cousins and my friends and stuff is playing in those mangroves. But they went from where, like Oasis is, like over there, all the way to the bridge, like to
And I think I still saw that nice amount of mangroves in that area, unfortunately, right now.
There's still a lot, but a lot.
There's still a lot there, but yeah. not like how they were before. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, do you have any other questions for her?
I do. This is one question that we were asking folks at the end here. If you were mayor, if you could be mayor for a day, or maybe not necessarily mayor, but could do what you wanted, what would be something that you would change about the island, or something that maybe you would enhance or do a little bit differently or do better?
I'd love to answer this question. Okay, right now, for real. First, I mean, not the first thing, but I've said this the whole time. This entire island would move faster if we had street names and addresses and everybody knew them and everybody knew where they are. You know what I'm saying? Because the days of being like, oh yeah, I'm right by this house, it has no paint, and if you drive down like two more blocks, there's like a couple dogs, and if you see the dogs have gone too far, no, those days are over, man. We shouldn't have to do that anymore. Like, because, I mean, goods need to be delivered. Yeah. Like, you know, things need to happen. And if we just use street names and addresses, I feel like everything would move faster and more money would be made for everybody in the whole economy.
Yeah. And I got a little input on that because I remember I started to do the map area of the island. And I got a pretty good wage. I think I got like 50% down mapping the island, the areas. But it's pretty hard because information here isn't...
It's lacking.
It's lacking. So definitely, you know, you could maybe probably have your Amazon delivered from after Caribbean Queen and
doorsteps. Well, it's funny because sometimes you encounter tourists or people who are relying on Google Maps.
Yeah.
Right? And on Google Maps, they do have street names. If you go into Google Maps and
open
and they're like, excuse me, do you know where Pescador Drive is? Or I think that's a pretty big one. Or do you know where Stingray Reef is? Or whatever the name of the street's like, I've never heard of that before in my life. You know, I don't know where you're talking. And you look at the map and you're like, oh, that's the name of that street. So it's, I think it's there.
Do you know the street, the street name that you live on?
We don't have a street. Oh, like, that's true. That's true. Where we live on Northway,
oh, we yeah, on the beach to get to the house. That makes sense.
So I don't know how we would map out that location. Well, I had to, for the house that we're in, you know where we live? Up
by I just remembered. I don't know why I thought about it. It's way up north.
We have to send people videos of how to get to the house because there are no streets. Like, there are no streets out to the real streets. You know, you're kind of just foraging through the woody area and then up around, down the other side. But, yeah, we'll see how that one gets implemented into Google Maps.
Hopefully soon. All right, guys. Well, thank you for watching. We will...
Any parting words before we go here, Dennis?
Go watch the new single on YouTube, on Spotify, any all the platforms. Vibe again, Dennis Wolf and Aspects.
Yeah, and we will be putting his contact information and not contact information, his YouTube down in the
That's okay. And also, thanks for having me. Thank you so much for having me. For real.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.